Let's bring in Paul Jones. He is our Raptors radio analyst at Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Paul, an awful lot to talk about out of last night's game, but you know, you used the phrase to describe DeMar DeRozan and his old man game, and that's the phrase that went through my mind last night as I'm watching that game. You know, that's the way guys used to win games, isn't it? You know, it really is.
Yeah, it really is, Jeff. He just, something got him going last night. And, you know, he's a guy that's, and some people will look at this in a negative sense, but he's a guy that is used to getting calls now.
Mm-hmm.
He's a star. He's an all-star. He's in his own barn. And there were a couple of calls that he didn't get. And that upset him to the point where the frustration boiled over and he got a technical foul. But it's how you react to it after that. And I thought DeMar did a good job of saying, okay, and I would have liked to have seen him go to the point, but not take the technical.
Right.
He did, but get to the point where now he's saying, okay, ref, you owe me calls. You know that you missed some, and I pointed that out to you. You owe me calls now. And he went back in and collected on it. But to me, it was the rebounding. He just, like we talk about playing through stuff, Jeff. Last night he put his head down and he played through it. He didn't shy away. He kept taking the ball to the goal. All of those things were, you know, they're indicative of the growth of DeMar DeRozan.
What do you think is the biggest difference between these two teams, between the Celtics and the Raptors right now? Because I think we all think that they're, Paul, it's almost like they're on a collision course. Whether or not it's this year or next season, you can kind of see the Celtics being in the picture over these next 3 or 4 years when it comes to the, you know, the fuss and grind of the top of the Eastern Conference.
Oh, yeah. No question, Jeff. They are on a collision course. And the difference to me right now is experience.
Mm-hmm.
The Raptors know how to play. Boston is where Toronto was a few years ago, on the doorstep, trying to crack through. And the Raptors, because of last year's playoffs, they have the experience. They know what it takes. Wow, we're down 16. We need stops. And we need to execute on offense. And Boston, you know, I think I counted 7 of 8 possessions in the third quarter where Toronto got stops. They had 4 or 5 consecutive there. And all Boston got was, I think, 4 free throws and a layup by Isaiah Thomas at the end of the quarter. That was it.
Right.
And that was an experienced team, playoff team, that knew what it took at that point. Boston didn't. They kept shooting the ball. They kept trying high-risk plays and turning it over. They gained a little experience last night, too, after what happened. But I just think right now Toronto understands what to do. Don't get me wrong. The Celtics play hard, and they played hard last night. But they didn't execute when they needed to, and Toronto did, knowing what they had to do.
One of the other aspects of last night's win that stood out to me, Paul, was at a time where I think it's safe to say that there has been an awful lot of public discussion about Jonas Valanciunas' place, if you want to call it that, or the usefulness of Jonas Valanciunas to this team going into the playoffs and, you know, the stuff that we've all talked about. There was Jonas Valanciunas out on the court with a small lineup against a smallish lineup. And he had maybe one of his smartest games as a Raptor. And I don't think his efforts in the second half should be overlooked. DeRozan was great, but there was a whole lot of Jonas Valanciunas going on in that game last night as well. And I wonder maybe Paul, if that isn't kind of the best we can expect from Jonas when the game does go small, you know, and you're up against guys who are going to try to hit 3-pointers.
Yeah, Jeff, I think you're right. He was fabulous last night. He stayed in it. He made himself very useful. And for the first time in a long time, not only did he, I mean, he was on the court and he did a great job defensively, but, you know, he was a factor offensively too. A couple times, and Dwayne Casey, and for the Twitter warriors that keep saying that Dwayne can't coach offense, will you get off that? The team is one of the best offensive teams and was on a pace historically to be one of the best teams ever. And the stuff he ran last night, and it was pure old-fashioned Don Nelson. Oh, there's your weakest player. We're going to go at him. They kept running that screen and roll with Isaiah Thomas in it so that DeRozan could get the switch, and he was killing Isaiah Thomas. He was punishing him. And when the defense partially rotated over to help out, there was Jonas doing what he had to do, doing his job in getting to the offensive glass and keeping the ball alive and giving the Raptors a second, a third, a fourth opportunity. So Jonas did what he was supposed to do on the offensive end as well, not just the defense. But when you're a big guy and there's all midgets around you, all these little guys around you, you're supposed to dominate. And you could tell by 23 rebounds he was doing that.
What do you think Dwayne Casey took away from that game last night insofar as Jonas Valanciunas is, I'm going to say maybe, how would you describe it, developing role with this team or changing role with this team? What do you think Dwayne took away from that? Or am I overstating it? Is his role not changing? And you know, it's Jonas is going to be Jonas.
Yeah, I don't think his role is changing, Jeff. I think what happened last night was something that Dwayne Casey expected or expects from Jonas Valanciunas. And if he doesn't get it, like, this is what we'd like to get. If we don't get it, well, hey, we can always throw Lucas Nogueira in.
Sure.
You know, we can always throw Patrick Patterson in. So I think Jonas just earned a little confidence from the coach last night and the coaching staff. And it's a matter of doing it consistently, Jeff. Not once a week, not once every four games or three games, but doing it consistently. And if he doesn't, Dwayne Casey's loyalty is to winning, and Jonas is going to sit, and the next man up will try and do the job. But he was terrific last night. He really, really was.
Patrick Patterson got the start last night, and obviously still trying to work himself back in because of injury. Whether or not that's the case, whether it's the injury or the fact that Patterson was starting, I think the Celtics outscored the Raptors bench 36-18. Paul, just ask you point blank. I like this team when Patrick Patterson comes off the bench. I would never sit here and say that Dwayne Casey, you know, doesn't know what he's doing when he puts Patrick Patterson out there as a starter. I certainly don't believe that. But don't you kind of like Patrick a little better coming off the bench? I mean, even there are matchups where it may make sense to start him, but it just seems to me like he plays into the game better when he comes off the bench.
There's a certain, that's his role, Jeff. And it's funny because Dwayne refers to Patrick as the sixth starter. And, you know, he can start a half. He comes in when they need him to pick up the offense or pick up the defense. And he's just comfortable in that role. And there's a thing, there's a rhythm to the game, Jeff. And when you're a bench guy and you get to sit and watch, you get to sit and look at the guy you're covering, or look at the way the offense is rolling, or look at the way, look at the mistakes in the defense, one of the guys not on the string, or what the offensive team is doing when it comes to, their screen roll sequences, or, you know, in Boston's case last night, they ran a lot of dribble handoff things. When you're able to sit over there and watch, there's a lot to it. And when you get used to doing that, there's a comfort level, and I think Patrick Patterson has that comfort level with coming off the bench and being a sixth man. So he's valuable. He's valuable. And as we always say, Jeff, it's not a matter of who starts, it's who finishes.
So how important for the Raptors is this portion of the schedule now with these four games against teams they should be able to beat?
I think it's huge, Jeff, because even with the two losses before last night, they're still a couple games ahead of last year's pace. And I've got to look back. I was going to check it last night, but I seem to remember around this time last year where they made a pretty good run. Mm-hmm. They had a good sequence of wins and avoided these you know, even 2 and 3 game losing streaks.
Right.
And, you know, they had a really solid record. And this is a tricky time because I don't remember who I was talking to last night. It might have been one of the advanced scouts or somebody where you can see the All-Star break coming, but it's not close enough that you can then you can kind of coast in there or think about, well, it's only 1 or 2 games. It's still about a month away. And you're at the halfway point, and by the time you hit the All-Star break, you're 2/3 of the way through the season. And this is a really important time, especially with stretch of games against divisional opponents. You got Brooklyn, New York, Brooklyn, Philly next week. And this is a chance for you to make some hay if you're Toronto. And fatigue aside from the schedule, this is a really big stretch. Win some games. Put some space between you and Boston. Solidify yourself in the number 2 seed. And you can do that. You can take a step toward doing that over the next week or so.
Absolutely. The Raptors are 25-13. They're playing the next 4 games are against Brooklyn, which has the worst record in the NBA. Philadelphia, which is 10-25, and that is the, third worst record, and then the Knicks are 17-21. So you're absolutely, and Charlotte comes, you're absolutely right. It's a pretty good time to maybe put a little space between yourself
and the Celtics. The division, Jeff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
And they've owned the division. And that was the other thing last night. They played like the big dog.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, Boston. You think you're going to come in and take my title? Just a second. I run this joint, and this is my barn. So it was a terrific effort last night, and the game really hung in the balance until the fourth quarter.